Tusks. Hello, and welcome to Talking the Talks, a podcast where we spend 5 or 10 minutes learning about all the fascinating toxicants of the modern world. Today, we have Jeanette here to talk about ozone. How's it going, Jeanette?
Yeah, it's good. How's it going, Chris?
Pretty good. Yeah, no, excited to learn a little bit about ozone. So, of all the toxicants, you have a whole world of choices. What drew you to learning about ozone?
There was a little bit of irony in my choice, because for me, ozone, it's a twofold problem. We have the historical aspect. I think everyone should be aware that 1985, we discovered the hole in the ozone layer.
Right.
And what made that fascinating for me was how it spearheaded the Montreal Protocol. And within 2 years, we had essentially solved the problem, at least in our minds, by banning CFCs, which were discovered to be the biggest cause in the ozone layer problem.
So what had to happen for, like, so you say the Montreal Protocol.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, what happened here in order to solve this problem?
Basically, I can't remember how many countries now. Like the G7. The G7 countries, or countries like that, got together and discussed the problem. It wasn't a whole new, like, they didn't go from 0 to 100 straight away with...
Or 100 to 0, I guess,
yeah.
In terms of producing CFCs.
Oh, that's, that wasn't where I was going.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Go ahead then, yeah. I'll let you finish.
It wasn't like we went from not knowing what caused the ozone hole in the first place. It was in the 1970s, they'd already... A lot of scientists had already been thinking that CFCs were causing a problem. They just couldn't really show it, and they couldn't really convince people. So it was when they discovered, the three British scientists discovered the ozone hole, that they were able to join the pieces together and be like, look, CFCs are the ones causing the problem. We need to do something about it now. And so, yeah, the main countries like Canada, US, a lot of European countries, they got together and they made a protocol that was like, we need to ban CFCs. Obviously, they couldn't do it straight away. What they did is CFCs got banned fairly quickly. And then they substituted CFCs for HCFCs. And they decided they still caused problems. But not as much.
Right.
And then carrying on, the HCFCs got substituted for HFCs. And the great thing about HFCs was they did not cause a problem with the ozone.
Right. So we had to like a step our way there.
Yeah.
We went from like the bad to the medium to the inert.
Well, what they thought was inert.
Okay.
This is not the end of the story yet.
All right.
Because HFCs, yeah, they don't cause a problem with the ozone. The ozone hole is healing. It's not fully closed. And, you know, it might never be because it's fluctuating. It's a reversible reaction. It gets created. It gets destroyed. But, yeah, HFCs are actually a huge problem in regards to the new environmental byword, which is global warming.
Oh,
HFCs.
So kind of out of the frying pan into the fire situation.
Yeah, HFCs, they have a huge global warming potential. Pretty much, actually, probably on the same level of CFCs.
Wow.
So CFCs were ozone and global warming. HCFCs were mostly just ozone. And same with HFCs, and then we went all the way through. And now we're just back to global warming again.
Okay, but we at least solved the ozone issue.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Okay, good. Right on.
I mean, I think the problem is there's a lot of naysayers about, we'll say, call it climate change. Because it's probably more accurate than global warming.
All right, yeah, I buy that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are like, well, no, it's not a thing. And so I think now there's another uphill struggle to be like, we need a new Montreal Protocol that's just as decisive with dealing with global warming potential.
I mean, that's a just fascinating to me about the Montreal Protocol is that you got all these major countries on board with there. Here's a problem. Here's our solution. And they had it figured out in 2 years. Like, thinking about this in our present political climate, the idea of getting all these countries to agree to something like that is mind-boggling.
Especially now, like, all 197 countries are actually on board with it now.
Wow.
I think it was maybe 20 countries to start off with. Yeah. And over the years, more and more countries have been like, okay, yeah, well, we need to get on board with this.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably a tough question to answer, but what do you think the difference is between the whole neozone and climate change, that where one become heavily politicized and the other didn't? That's a tough question. I'm just curious.
I personally think they could show images of the ozone. They actually had a point in time. They could say, look, there's this huge hole. We could say, I think CFCs have been around since the 1920s.
Yeah.
So if in the 1930s people had been saying, oh, CFCs are causing a huge problem, no one would have believed them.
Right.
There was enough evidence in the 1980s to be like, oh yeah, this is a huge problem.
It's tangible.
Yeah.
It's something you can clearly just point to.
Yeah.
And say, like, here's the big hole in the ozone layer. There's no debating that.
Yeah. Whereas with climate change, everyone knows there's always fluctuations.
Right.
With the seasons, we have some really hot summers. We have some colder summers.
Right.
And the same with the winters. So there's not enough of a time span to really be like, yeah, that is a huge problem. It's like we can predict it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the predictions are most likely true because, you know, we have had an overall warming.
Right.
But it's still not tangible enough to people to be like, oh, yeah.
It's easy to explain away at this point still.
Yeah. Oh, people are like, just means I get to tan on the beach for longer.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Why, it's not a big deal, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. If there's one thing you would hope that our listener could take away from this, you know, 5-10 minutes of listening here, what would you hope they remember about this?
That if we all work together for a common cause, we can change the world. Like you said, the Montreal Protocol, that happened within 2 years of a problem being discovered. And in those 2 years, countries got together, put aside all their differences, and made a decision that has proven to be successful. The hole in the ozone layer is shrinking, and it's predicted by 2065 that it will be closed.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks, Jeanette, for coming on the pod and kind of, you know, weaving us this story about the ozone layer CFCs. That was super cool. And I hope everyone out there is going to tune in again for some more fascinating Toxicants on the Modern World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was really good. That was awesome.